eagle has landed.
You are about to embark upon the great crusade.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I have a dream today.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, a podcast that has a focus on education, technology, and history. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri, a suburb just outside of Kansas City. You're listening to episode number 98, being recorded on June 29th, 2007. Well, earlier this week, I was down in Atlanta at the NET conference. I was able to visit with some very interesting people on the exhibit floor. One person that I ran into that I was able to interview was the co-founder of TeacherTube, Jason Smith. So here's a quick interview with Jason Smith of TeacherTube.
All right, we're here on the exhibit floor at NEC 2007 in Atlanta, and I'm with one of the co-founders of TeacherTube, Jason Smith, a product that many of you are probably familiar with. I've been posting some videos and talking about it a little bit on the podcast. How are things going at TeacherTube right now, Jason?
Things have been extremely exciting for us, Eric. We've had just a tremendous amount of teachers coming to the site, uploading great videos for other teachers and to share with students in the classroom. And you know, Eric, one of the things we realized when we started the site, that the site's only as good as the content, and the teachers are really putting some great content to the website.
Now, for anybody that's not familiar with TeacherTube, can you kind of explain the concept and what it's about?
Sure. It's, one of the things that we've become known for is to be the YouTube for teachers. And we're okay with that because that's exactly what we want. We want TeacherTube is a community where teachers can come together, share and collaborate with best practices that are going on in their classrooms or seeing what other teachers are doing in the classroom. And we hope that they upload their best practices to TeacherTube so they can share it with the world.
And one of the things that we've used it for, I've put a couple videos up, and it's really easy to embed into blogs and web pages and things. Was that definitely by design that people could be able to do that?
Exactly. We wanted TeacherTube to be a site that would be very easy and user-friendly for all teachers. And we wanted them to be able to use it in their website. You can actually embed it into their website, their own teacher webpage. They can embed it into their blogs. They can embed it just about anywhere they want to. And that's what we wanted.
Now, one thing that always comes up, I guess, with sites like this is, you know, it's free. It's great. People are posting content. I mean, can we be pretty sure that this is going to remain a free service so that we kind of invest that time we know that it's going to be there?
Exactly. We designed it to be free. We want it to always be free. We have zero plans to ever make it to be a site where teachers have to pay for it. We want to be an open community for teachers to come to.
So where are you guys at number-wise now on like number of videos and things? Do you know?
Yes. And we are growing so fast. Just this morning we woke up, checked the video list, and we had like 4 videos just from China, and we had like 10 videos just this morning from last night. So it's incredible the way TeacherTube is taking off around the world. So we're averaging around 250 videos per week, and that continues to grow from week to week as teachers become more aware of TeacherTube and also just being more comfortable uploading videos to TeacherTube. So we're averaging about 250. We have over 2,000 videos to TeacherTube right now, public. And we have over 1,000 private videos. So we're around 3,000, 3,500 total public and private videos.
Now, I've talked to a lot of teachers and said, you know, YouTube, they say that YouTube is blocked to their schools, but TeacherTube, for the most part, many teachers I've talked to, is not blocked, and so it's a good way to put up content and things. How do you make sure that questionable content does not get put on TeacherTube?
Well, Eric, that is the question that we're asked the most often, and that's something that we take very serious here at TeacherTube because we know and realize that TeacherTube is a service that not only it's a site that's not only seen by teachers, but teachers are also letting students view the site to see the videos. So we're very conscientious that we want it to be a safe site for all eyes to see. So what we do is we have a staff that review the videos or looking at the videos 24/7, but we also have over 11,000 now community members that have the right to flag any video, any comment, anytime, and once it's flagged, it is immediately sent to us and we're notified and we actually pull that video to review immediately.
Wow. Now, say I'm a teacher and I've had my students creating some content, some little video things. Do you suggest that the teacher is the one that uploads that, or how would you like teachers to handle that?
Yeah, that's the TeacherTube is a site for teachers. So we really don't want it to be a site where, we don't think it's a site for students to actually log on and be a member of. So we really would recommend that the teacher actually log on and upload the student's products. But, you know, there is a TeacherTube on-site, but that's a separate product that the school system can actually put on their own servers where students and teachers can come together and in a different community. But TeacherTube, the public site, the free site, it's a site we really just want to keep for teachers to collaborate.
And there is a channel also that's just student projects. So, say my 8th grade American History students create a project, I want to put it up, it goes in that channel, so it's easy to really kind of identify just the student project.
Exactly, and that's what the channel is for. Now, there are two philosophical criteria that we keep, use to decide whether or not a video stays, and it has to be either a professional development opportunity for teachers, so that there are some student products created and teachers can go and look and say, oh, well, my kids could do that. So, you know,
right. We
want to put those videos in the student product channel as well. But sometimes students will actually create a product that, you know, other kids can see. And so the other philosophical criteria that we use to keep videos is that it has to be a video either teachers grow from or a video that student learners can learn from. And if it doesn't fit that, like we have had like Battle of the Bands or cheerleading contests, well,
yeah,
we had to remove those. Those were student products, but it didn't fit our criteria why we keep it on TeacherTube.
Right. Well, it's a great product. I know a lot of people are talking about it. It's becoming more and more prevalent in classrooms, and teachers are using it. And I'm sure that throughout the summer, it's going to grow quite a bit more and be even a bigger force in the fall when everybody returns to class.
Well, Eric, I just want to say thank you to you. You're one of the early adopters of TeacherTube. You're one of the ones that helped make us what we are. And again, when I say we, I'm thinking of we as the community, because I do go to the site. I'm learning something every day from the site myself. So thank you very much. And I know your students have to be very proud of you and also your district. So thank you very much.
Well, thanks, Jason. Thanks.
So there was the interview with Jason Smith, one of the co-founders of TeacherTube. And as mentioned, I have put some videos of my own up on TeacherTube. One that's been really successful is a Constitution Day video. We do a video where students and teachers in the building read little snippets of the preamble, and we put some dramatic music behind it. And we always show that on our school broadcast channel when we do our student news during Constitution Week. And also, I put one up about our Gorilla Season book blog project. Sometimes when people have questions, it kind of helps to direct them to that video, and then it's kind of about a 4-minute overview of what the book blog project is like. So go ahead and check it out, and it's great to see what other teachers and other students are producing. There are videos there literally from all over the world in all different categories. I know the channel that I check the most is the Social Studies channel, and there's tons of great projects and videos, and it's a great way to share what you're doing in your classroom. And I think TeacherTube has some great things coming up also. Just talking to Mr. Smith, it sounds like they have a really good eye for what teachers are looking for to be able to fully utilize the 2.0 classroom, and I think we'll continue to see some great things come out of TeacherTube in the next couple months. So go ahead and feel free to comment to the blog post if you'd like to. That's at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com, or you can send me an email directly at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. And thanks again to Jason Smith for allowing me to visit him on the exhibit floor at NEC 2007 in Atlanta. So thanks for listening, and remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys, and we'll talk again soon. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.